How is Yerushalmi? Corresponding to how is Bavli, Daf Yod Beis. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph on the 12th line. Tani Koy Mashiach. Tani Koy Mashiach may be Pal, Ein Muv Megodim may be Pal, Uduloi Kerebi Meir. The Tesefta says that a Koy Mashiach brings a Pal, and a Muv Megodim does not bring a Pal. This is unlike Rav Meir, who says that also the Muv Megodim brings a Pal. Ma Taimed Rav Meir, Mashiach, Amatha Maloima Koyen, the Rabbois, the Muv Megodim. What is the Meir's reason? It says Mashiach. Why does it also say Koyen? It includes Mu'ubah Begadim. My time is Rabbanon. Mashiach, we should say Lahitzi, Mu'ubah Begadim. What's the Rabbanon's reason? It says the word Mashiach to exclude Mu'ubah Begadim. Acha at Amma Lahitzi, Mu'ubah Begadim. Acha at Amma Lahitzi, Mu'ubah Begadim. The Gemara points out the contradiction. Here, the Rabbanon say that the word Mashiach excludes Mu'ubah Begadim. And here, concerning the Chavit HaKohen Gadol, they say that it includes Mu'ubah Begadim. Am Rabbi La, Kol Midrash or Midrash Lein Yonai, which is say Taman, Kol Parsha, Kol HaParsha Amur Ba'awin, Eze Dover Ne'ma Koyen, Lo Abois Es Amur Begadim. Rabbi La resolves this and says, every drush is according to the context. There, in the case of the Chavitim, the entire Parsha discusses Aaron. Why does it say Koyen? That's to include Mu'ubah Begadim. And as you say, Nam Hocha, Ina Pasha Amur Ba'aroin, Ila Nema Mashiach, Ula Nema Koyen, it should say, Haisi Oime Ze Hamelech. However, here, concerning the Chatas, the Pasha does not discuss Aaron. Had it written Mashiach and not said Koyen, I would have said that this is the king. And as you say, now, Im Toima, Bapa, Kadma, Pashas Melech. The Gemara asks, how could one say this? The Torah already wrote the Pasha of a king. It says, below that a king brings a male goat to a Chatas. We can't say that this parsha of a par discusses a king. The Gemara says, I would say that for Helam Dava he brings a par, but for Shigas Masa he brings a male goat. We take out the next few lines and we continue. Havi Seirich Hu Shiyoma Mashiach Vaseirich Hu Shiyoma Koyen. And the Gemara concludes that the Torah needed to write Mashiach and it needed to write Koyen. Rabbi Yochanan Abba Behevi Asir Saifa Shelai Kasha. Rabbi Yochanan said that if a Koyen Gadol ceased serving and bought Asir Saifa, which is a chavitim from his money, it's kosher. Maskin in Laikoyen Ache Tachtov, Shem Yeroboi Psul, Mam Yachdim Le Yimei. The Gemara asks, well, before Yom Kippur, they prepare another coin in place of the Koyen Gadol in case a Psul will occur. May they be secluded together. Am Rav Chagai, Moshe Dinan Miachdin Le Yimei Doi Kotile. Rav Chagai answered that I swear we don't seclude him with him, lest the Koyen Gadol kill him, because of potential hatred. Oisai echad moishchin ve'ein moishchin shnayim. Oisai, the word oisai, we anoint one Kohen Gadol and we don't anoint two. Rabbi Yochanan amar mipnei ha'eiva. Rabbi Yochanan says this is due to potential hatred. Ava ze b'shimesh ze ha'rishoin kol kodushas kohuna alav ha'sheini ein ha'kosher lo le'Kohen Gadol le'Kohen Hedrit. If a Kohen Gadol passed, meaning he was unable to serve and this one served in place of him, the first, when he can serve again, has all of the Kedushas Kohen Gadol, and the second is not kosher to serve, not as a Kohen Gadol, meaning by wearing the eight garments, and not as a regular Kohen either. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Ovar v'Ovad Avodosoi Kosheru, it should say. Rabbi Yochanan says that the latter transgressed and served as Kohen Gadol, his Avodah is kosher. Avodosoi Mishalmi, the Gemara asks if a Kohen Gadol cannot serve on Yom Kippur, and the substitute serves in place of him, of whom is the Avodah, meaning who pays for the Par Yom Kippur? The answers we learn from the following case occurred with Ben Ilem of Sipurim, in which Tumah occurred to the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, and Ben Ilem served in place of him. The answer of Amal Melech, Par Va'il, Akravim Ayoim, Mishal Mihem Kravim, Mishali Oy Mishal Kohen Gadol. When he left the Migdash, he said, my master the king, the bull and ram of Yom Kippur, from whose money were they offered, from mine or from the Kohen Gadol's. V'yada melech mahu sha'aloi amalei loideecha sheshimashta sha'achas lefnei misha amma v'haya oilam v'yada ben ilem shehusa mekuhuna gedoila. The king understood what he asked, that they are from him only if he will continue to serve. And he told him, it's not enough for you that you served once in front of the one who said, and the world was created. Ilam knew that he was deposed from the Kohen Gadol. Masa b'Shimon ben Kimche Shiyotz v'tayel im HaMelech Erev Yom Kippurim im Chasheicha v'Nidzat Sinois Shavuik mepirsh al Bigdoi v'Tim Masoi v'Nichnas Yehuda Achiv v'Shimesh Tachtov Oysa Yom Va Iman Shnei Bnei Bonim Kahanim Gedolim. The case occurred in which Shimon ben Kimches left the stroll with the Nochri king on Erev Yom Kippur close to dark, spit from the king's mouth, splashed on his garment, and was metameh him. His brother Yehuda entered to serve in place of him, and the mother saw two of her sons as Kohen Gedolim in one day. Kimchis had seven sons, and all of them served in Kohen Gedolim. The Chacham sent a message and said to Kimchis, "What are your good deeds to which you merited this?" Amalehen yavo alai imo koyus befi sari soishi beimus haluki miyamai. She told them, "Punishment should come upon me if the ceiling beams of my house saw the hairs of my head, means it was never uncovered, or the bottom of the edge of my cloak, because she never lifted it, and she changed her clothes under a sheet." Amen. Kol kimchaya kimchin vekimcha de kimchis seiles ko aleha aposel kazeh ko kudu bas melech penima mishpatei zahav levusha. They say, all flour is flour, because there are many modest women, but the flour of Kimchis was Solis, which was fine flour. Only she merited seven sons who were Kohen Gadol. And they applied to her the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Memhe, Pasuk Yudalad. All honor awaits the king's daughter who is within. Her garment is superior to settings of gold.
Yachal, we should say Yachal Yehi Meshurach Melchama Mevi Asiris Haifa. Perhaps the Meshurach Melchama should bring an Asir Seifa. Amelema Tachtov Mibanov Eshibnai Aimet Tachtov Mevi Asir Seifa Eshain Benai Aimet Tachtov Enoi Mevi Asir Seifa. The Gemara rejects that and says no. The in Vayikra Perek Vav Pasuk Tes Vav, it says Tachtov Mibanov, in his place from his sons, one whose son serves after him brings Asir Seifa, one who does not serve after him, which is the case of the Meshuch Mahama, Kohen Gadol, he does not bring Asir Seifa. Minayin Meshuch Mahama Shein Benoi Oy Mitachtov, and what's the source that the Meshuch Mahama's son does not serve after him? Tamaloima, Shuas Yomim, Yal Bishem, Akoyen, Vegaima. Eshu Ba El Oyal Moyed, Le Sharif Bakodesh, Benoi Oy Mitachtov. Eshein Oy Ba El Oyal Moyed, Le Sharif Bakodesh, Ein Benoi Oy Mitachtov. The answer is, it says, 7 days he shall, the Kohen shall wear them, and then it says, Tachta Mibana, the quote from before, and in his place are his sons. And we learn from there, one who enters the Oyal Moyed to serve in the Kodesh, his son serves after him. But the one, meaning Meshuch Muhammad, who does not enter the Oyal Moyed to serve in the Kodesh, his son does not serve after him. Uminayin Shu Mismana Liyos Kohen Gadol, what's the source that the Meshuch Muhammad can be appointed Kohen Gadol? Pinchas ben Elazar, Nagid Haya Aleihem, Hashem Imay. Quoting from the Pasuk in Divrei Yamim Aleph, Perek Tes Pasuk Chof, Pinchas, the son of Elazar, was the ruler over them in time past, Hashem being with him. Meaning that he was Kohen Gadol, even though he was Mashiach Muhammad in the days of Moshe. Rabbi Yossi could have a boy, Mekantra, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, have Amle, Lefnim, Yemei Zimri Micha or Yemei Pelegish Begiva LeMicha. When Rabbi Yossi wanted to provoke his son Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, to learn constantly like in his youth, he would say to him, Lefanim Imai, before Hashem was with him in the days of Zimri, when Pinchas protested and killed Zimri, and the days of Pelegish Begiva, he didn't protest, Hashem was not with him. Minayin Shahaya, you say Nishal B'Shemayneh. And what's the source that the Meshuach Muhammad is asked questions for the Urim Baturim while he wears the 8 Big Day Kohen Gadol? Rabbi Abba Barchia, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Di HaKodesh Shel La'oin Yiyu Levon Av Achavov, Matamayim Achavov, L'Gedula Shel Achav. Barchia, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, answered from the Pasuk in Shemois Pek, Chof Tes, and the vestments, the holy vestments that were to Aaron will be to his sons after him. Why does it say Achav after him? Rather, it's for the grandeur of the one after him, who is not Kohen Gadol, only Meshuach Muhammad. He wears the 8 garments. Minayin Shehu, we should say Oved B'Shemayneh, what's the source that he serves in the 8 begadim? Rabbi Yomiya, Rabbi Imi, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Di HaKodesh, Shel Aaron, Yiyu Levonav, matam lema achov, the kedusha shel achov. Rabbi Yemi quoting Rabbi Imi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan answered from that pasuk, and the garment, the holy garments of that were to Aaron will be to his sons. Why does it say achov? Rather, it is for the kedusha of the one after him. Now it should say amalei Rabbi Yona, im chayisi la ama oved ala nishal. Rabbi Yona objected to Rabbi Imi. I was with you when Rabbi Yochanan said this. He didn't say that he serves wearing the garments. Rather, he asked, "Kama hu oved?" With how many garments does he serve? I feel Rabbi Hoshea masnisa de bakapora medereima betana ena oved loy vedalad shelkayin hediv Rabbi Shmuel shelkayin gadol. Rabbi Hoshea brought a baisa of bakapora from the south, and it teaches the Hacham say he does not serve with the eight of the kohen gadol, nor does he serve with the four of the Kohen Hedya, the regular Kohen. Amma Rabbi Bar Medin, who have a Shehe Oved Bar Bar, Lama Amru Ein Oved, Shalai Yu, Oimim Ma'ina Kohen Hedya, Pamshu Oved Vishmaina, Kohen Golo. The Abba said it's proper that he served with the four, but why does he not do so? It's less people say, we saw a Kohen Hedya, sometimes he served with eight like a Kohen Golo, means they saw him wear eight when he was asked. Amma Rabbi Yonan, Beloi Panim, Rifnim Hu Oved, Valoi Bachutsu, Nishal v'toyim davivnim levachutz. Rabbi Yonah asked, "Does he not serve inside the mikdash?" And he's asked outside. People are to confuse something done inside with something done outside. We tell from the Rambam shel kol yisrael like carbon tekiyas hakel matriyas carbon. And the answer is yes, because didn't Rabbi Taufan, the teacher of all yisrael, air between the tekiyah of the car when the king reads the Torah on Sukkot and the tekiyah of the carbon? Tichsev uvnei Aaron akayhanim yitkau b'chad soisos mimim loy balimumim divrei Rabbi Akiva. We have a baisa. Rabbi Akiva says the pasuk says in Bamidbar perek yud pasuk ches, and the sons of Aaron the kohanim shall blow blasts and the trumpets. They must be tam and not balimumim. They cannot have blemishes. Amalei v'itafen ekaveches benai im loy isi shimoin achi emer. Rabbi Taufan says, "I will cut off my sons if I didn't see Shimon, my mother's brother, who was lame in one leg, stand in the ador with his trumpet in his hand, and he was blowing." Rabbi Kiva said, "Perhaps you saw only at the time of Hakel, and I say at the time of the Korban." Rabbi Taufan, the kaberes banai shulay yitisa yemen esmol ani hu. He says, "Shua isis amasa v'shachachti, v'hayali l'farish v'atadorish v'maskim shmua, v'ha kol ha'perish v'mcha, k'perish me'chayav." It often said, "I will cut off my sons if it's not true that you didn't veer right or left," means you're totally correct. I saw the episode and I forgot, and I could not explain it, and you expound and concur with the received halacha. Anyone who departs from you is like one who departs from life. What do we learn from the Pasuk in Vayikra Perek Tzayin Pasuk Lamed Beis? And the Kayin who is anointed shall effect this atonement, etc. The Fisha Kola Parsha Nemer Be'Aroin Eli Ella, if you say Aroin Atznoi Menayin Lavabris, Kayin Acher, Tamalema Shay Yimshach Oisai, Eli Ella, if you say Mashuach, Vishemen HaMishcha. The Gemara answers, because the entire Parsha discusses Aroin, I would only know about Aroin himself. What's the source to include another Kayin? It says, Asher Yimshach Oisai, the one who was anointed, to teach the one who was anointed with Sharon HaMishcha. Mubagadim Minayin, Tamalema Asher Yimaleh Yodai. What's the source of Mubagadim? There continues, or who is invested to serve. Minayin Levabais Acher Shinismane. And the Gemara asks, what's the source to include the coin appointed to substitute for the coin on Yom Kippur if needed, known as the Iskan? If the coin gadol became possible after offering the Talmud, his replacement begins with the avodas panim in the four garments. He's not inaugurated through the eight garments. Tamid leima v'chipeh ha-koyin, it should say, Tamid leima, koyin acher, ha-mithmane, tachtov, ha-rishoin, im ira boi psul, v'limed tukulun k'sherim na'aves Yom Kippurim. The answer is, it says, if a chippeh ha-koyin in the koyin will bring atonement, another coin appointed in the place of the first, if a pasul occurred to him. It teaches that all of them are kosher for the avodah of Yom Kippur. The mayor will miss mane. How is the replacement appointed? Ravon and the chisoran, b'shem, b'chiyah, b'yosef, b'peh. Rabban Rakisaron, quoting of Vayesa, said he's appointed verbally. Amar Rabbi Zeira Hada Amar Shemanim Zekanim Bepeh. Zeira infers that this teaches that we may appoint the Chachamim verbally means without smicha. Amar Bichia Ba'ada Masnisa Amar Kain Chazor Bacha Ba'abon Dvorim Sheisa Oimer Benasachav based in the Yisrael. Rabbi Ba'ada brings the support. There's a mission that teaches this. The Chacham told Akavi ben Malalel, retract from your four laws that you say, and we will make you av based in every soul. Means you'll be av based in the moment you retract, due to our words. Hu loy amelech, hu loy anozer, which you say, vahu l'abais, koyen mashuch melchama. Who, a kohen God is forbidden to marry a widow, and not a king, who, and not a nozer, even though he's commanded about tuma, like a kohen God, and vahu includes a mashuch melchama. Asher isha b'bzulea yikach prat l'begeres shechala b'bzulea. The pasuk says about the kohen gadol, a woman with a b'salim he shall take. This excludes a b'geres, a girl who's reached the maturity of over 12 and a half, whose b'salim are depleted. The b'lazer b'shimon machshirim b'begeres, whereas the b'lazer b'shimon say that a kohen gadol can marry a b'geres. V'yisak shal af b'shar kol adroim kain, Chaimetz, as you say, v'achakach makdir, v'kabel, v'achakach zoyek, as you say, meilek, v'achakach. Rabbi Yitzchak asked a question that a Mishnah in Trumis in the 8th parak that teaches the Shakayan was offering korbonos, and he found out that he's a halal. Rabbi Lezer disqualifies what he offered, and Rishua is machshir. According to Rishua, or all other matters like this, if he did kamitza, then he found out he's a halal, does he do aktor afterwards? If he received the blood, does he do Zrika afterwards? If he did Malika, does he do Hazar afterwards? Yaakov by Idi, Bashem Rabbi Yitzchak, also Isa Chatas Gzula, Shloi Noida Lerabim. Yaakov by Idi, quoting Rabbi Yitzchak, answered that they made a Kohen who found out he's a Halal, like a stolen Chatas that was not known to the public, and it was offered, and it atones. Ada Amma, Kohimetz, should say Vachachach Maktir, Mekabel, Vachachach Zeret, It teaches that if he did kamitza, he does haktor afterwards. If he received, he does zrika afterwards. If he did malika, he does hazor afterwards. Rabbi Achia, Rabbi Yaakov by Idi, Rabbi Yitzchak shal haya imed makriv agav yamizbeach v'noidu shu ben gushu ben chalutza ma'abla. Rabbi Achia, quoting Rabbi Yaakov by Idi, asked if a kohen gadol was standing and offering on the mizbeach and it became known that he's a ben gusha or ben chalutza, what's the law? Let you say, "Kami shemeis v'yachso haretzeich l'makaymoi oyase kami kamoi shenigma dinoi b'loi kain gadol b'loi yatsa misham la'olam." Is it as if he died and a shogeg murderer returns to his place from his ir meklat, or is the murderer like one who had a final verdict of golos when there was no kain gadol and he never leaves? And the Gemara does not answer this question. And we come now to the next Mishnah: kain gadol poyim menamata ba'hijud menamadam. Kohen Gadol tears his clothes from below, and a regular person tears from above. Kohen Gadol, makriv oinen ve'ino eichel, v'ahedjet le'makriv le'eichel. Kohen Gadol can serve when he is an oinen, but he may not eat kodshim when he's an oinen. A regular kohen may not serve nor eat when he's an oinen. An oinen is a person who is before the burial of a close relative. And the Gemara says, v'bilaza b'shem kahana, le'malon, le'malon, mekana safa, le'matan, le'matan, mekana safa. Blaza, quoting Kahana, said that above means the neck opening, and below is below the Anasaf and the neck opening. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lamatan Mamish. Rabbi Yochanan says that below is truly below, which means towards the feet. Rabbi Yochanan Salik Lemuzgore Lurichanina Kadhava Goy Astauta Shama to Damech Shalach Ba'ifi Manoi Tavaya the Shuvsa Razon. Rabbi Yochanan went out to visit Lurichanina who was sick. When he was in the street, he heard that Rechanina had died. He said that they should send to him his fine, big day Shabbos, his Shabbos garments, and he told them. Rabbi Yochanan Palag al Rabbi Yehuda Tartin, Rasya Rabbi Loza b'shem Kahana, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, whose opinion we're going to see soon, about two matters, about where to tear, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that one tears for his Rebbe only if most of his Chachma was from him. Rabbi Loza's teaching, in the name of Kahana, is like Rabbi Yehuda. In Rabbi Yehuda, lo yifrim kolecha. If Rabbi Loza is like Rabbi Yehuda, a kohen gadol shouldn't tear at all, because he holds that any tear below is nothing. The Gemara answers, according to Rav Elazar, our mishnah refers only to his father and mother, according to Rav Meir. The Tani, al kol ha'nisim ein ha'mavdil kanasafa, ela al aviv al imoi, ketiv Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda oimer, kol kera she'ein ha'mavdil kanasafa, hareze kera shel tiflis. The Bible says, for all mason, one does not divide kanasafa only for his father and mother. Rav Meir says so. Rav Yehuda says that any tear that does not divide kanasafa is a tear of folly, and is not a mitzvah. My Kadoin, how do you explain our Mishnah according to Rabbi Yehuda? The Kohen Gadol tears from the bottom. Let's just say, Chaymehu be Kohen Gadol, She'ina Mavdil be Kana Safa. The Gemara answers, it's a stringency of the Kohen Gadol that he does not divide Kana Safa, like Yifron, in the Pasuk means he does not tear like others. Kohen Gadol, Makrib Einen, Uli Eichel, the Rabbi says that the Kohen Gadol offers Karbonus when he's in Einen, but he does not eat Kodjim. Rabbi Yehuda, Oime, Kolei Sayyim, it says, in any case, he may offer the entire day. Rishon says he finishes all the avodah in his hand and goes. Ben Rav Meir Rav Shimon Chada Ben Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon Chada Ben Rav Meir Rav Yehuda Hachnasa. Rav Meir and Rav Shimon argue about one matter, means when he may continue to serve after finishing the avodah in his hand. Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon argue about another matter, which is whether or not he may enter the Mikdash to serve if he was outside. Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda argue only about entering. Rav Yaakov bar Basai say, Mafshir ben Ehoin. The text of Rav Yaakov ben Basai makes a compromise between the opinions of Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. As follows, Rav Meir Oimer, Haya Bifnim, if you say, Lai Haya Yodse, Haya Bachos Lai Nechnas, Rav Yehuda Oimer, Haya Bifnim, if you say, loy, haya, yotze, haya, bachutz, if you say, haya, nichnas, Rav Shimon Oimer, goyme, eskal, avoid, shibyodai, ubaloi. Rav Meir says, if he was inside, he doesn't leave. If he was outside, he doesn't enter. Rav Yehuda says, if he's inside, he doesn't leave. If he was outside, he enters. Rav Purim says, he finishes all of the avoid in his hand and goes home. Rav Yehisi, Rav Bun, Rav Shem, Rav Chuna, Masnisa, Rav Shimon, Rumina Mikdash, la yotze, mohem, ena yotze, mohem, ena yotze, yotze, hu achoyim. Rav Yehisi Rabun, quoting Rav Huna, said that the advice is like Rav Shimon. The Pasuk says, and from the Mikdash he shall not go out, and we learn that with them means people accompanying the Meisi does not leave, but he leaves after them. According to Meir and Rav Yehuda, he does not leave. Ela hein, which is say, Mechusim v'hu nigla, heim niglim v'hu mechusa, yotze mahim, ad pesach hayetu Rav Meir. Rav Meir says, rather, those following the beer are covered and he's exposed, means entered the previous area past. They were exposed and he's covered until the gate of the city. Rav Yehuda Oimer, Ein Yotze Min HaMikdash, Ksiv, Omer HaMikdash LaYotze. As you say, Yotze Lai HaYachoyze. Rav Yehuda says he does not leave the Mikdash because it says, and from the Mikdash he shall not go out. If he left, he does not return. Rav Yehuda B'Shem Rav Elazar, Ein Anina Ela Lameis Bovad, Ksiv, Onu Ba'avlu Tzachea. Yavol, quoting Rav Elazar, says, Aninus is only for a mace, as it says, Shai Gimel Pek Chavav, and her gates shall lament and mourn. The previous Pasuk had said, your men shall fall by the sword. Eisei v'bichir ba'ada v'haksev v'anu hadayogim v'avelu kamashlichei v'yo'o chika. V'bichir ba'ada asked the question, it says in there in Yishai in Pek Yutes Pasuk Ches, and the fishermen shall lament and mourn all who cast fish hooks into the stream. And there it's referring to the Nile drying up. Amar Rabbi Chanina Masnisa Ein Anina Tumea El Anemes Bilvad. Rabbi Chanina answered that the Brisa means that Aninus is like Tumah, means forbids eating Kodjim even the following night, only if the Aninus is for a mace. And they should say, Eze hi Anina Mishas Misa Ba'adjas Kvua Divi Rebi V'chamoimim Kolay Sa'yim. There's a vice that says that what is Aninus? Rebbe says it's from the time of death until the time of burial. The Chacham say it's the entire day. Ashkeches Amar Kulas V'chumras Ad Al Rebbe, Kulas V'chumras Ad Rabban. It turns out that there's a leniency and stringency in Rebbe's opinion, and there's a leniency and stringency in Rabban's opinion. Ma'am Afkami Bein Ehoin, Meif V'nikvar B'sha'atoi, Adai Tadu Rabbanon, Oso Kol Oysa Yoyim, Adai Tadu Rebbe, Eino Oso Ela Oysa Sha'ashar Bilvad. The first explanation is what they argue about. If a person died and was buried in his time, means that same day, So according to Rabbanon, the entire day is forbidden. According to Rebbe, it's only until that time of the burial, and he is more lenient. Meif v'nikval achas shloisha yomim, al dat du Rabbanon, also kol oisa yom, al dat du Rebbe, also achas shloisha yomim. If he died or was buried after 3 days, then according to Rabbanon, only the entire day of death is forbidden. According to Rebbe, he's forbidden until the time of the burial, meaning that Rebbe is more stringent. Also Rebbe Abo, b'shem Rebbe Yochanan, v'chifta, tri'yoin amun, moidu Rebbe, l'chachamim, j'ein osa, l'oisa, yim bovad. And the second opinion is both Rebbe Abo, quoting Rebbe Yochanan of Chifta, that in the latter case, Rebbe agrees that only that day is forbidden. As we bring a source from the second vice, the Rebbe says you should know that aninus of the night after the death is not midiraisa, because they said that an oinen immerses and eats his korban pesach at night. So we have to say that the mace was not buried, because if he was, Rebbe permits even during the day after the burial. Bahari amru aninus hayoim toira. The Gemara asks, well, in the first vice, the Rebbe said that aninus is from the Torah until the burial. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabun b'shem Rabuna tifata b'shem nigva im dimdume hama b'leis shema shmamina klum. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabun, quoting Rabuna, answered that the second writer discusses when he was buried at sunset and no time remained in the day. You therefore can't learn anything from it about the rest of the day.